This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Members of the LGBTQ community in the U.S. city of Colorado Springs, Colorado, are in shock and mourning Sunday evening after a 22-year-old gunman opened fire with a rifle at a gay nightclub Saturday, killing five people and leaving 25 injured. A church service Sunday brought together activists who vowed not to allow hate to be the thing that takes away their dignity or joy as they try to process what happened.
And last night, one man went into our home and murdered five of our community.
Investigators say they're working on developing a motive in the shooting at the gay nightclub. The UN climate conference ended in overtime Sunday morning with the creation of a loss and damage fund. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
On Sunday, the UN Climate Conference in Egypt, COP27, ended after a day and a half of overtime negotiations with an agreement to establish a loss and damage fund to help the world's most vulnerable communities prepare for and recover from climate change-related disasters. While COP27 did not retreat on international goals to limit global warming, officials say it did little to further the achievement of those goals. For VOA, Heather Murdoch in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
This is VOA News. The G7 nations on Sunday slammed North Korea's reckless launch of another intercontinental ballistic missile and called on the UN Security Council to take further significant action to halt the tests. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven Nations said repeated launching of missiles by North Korea, quote, further destabilizes the region, despite calls from the international community for peace and stability, end quote. The missile North Korea test-fired Friday appeared to be its newest ICBM with the potential range to hit the U.S. mainland. The captain of Iran's soccer team addressed the media at the World Cup Sunday and told reporters, quote, conditions in our country are not right, end quote. The death of Mahsa Amini sparked widespread protest in September after the 22-year-old died in custody, having been detained for allegedly failing to follow the country's Islamic dress code. The footballer called for change and sent condolences to bereaved families as Iran prepared for their third successive appearance at the World Cup. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will meet Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Monday during a visit to the Southeast Asian nation. The visit is aimed at boosting ties between the long-standing allies worried about growing Chinese influence in Southeast Asia and possible conflict over Taiwan, the self-governing island China regards as its own. Harris is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Manila since Marcos took power in June. Japan's Internal Affairs Minister resigned Sunday in connection with a funding scandal, becoming the third cabinet member to leave in less than a month, in a severe blow to Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's already shaky support. Kishida's approval ratings have sunk after the July assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe revealed deep and long-standing ties between ruling Liberal Democratic Party politicians and the Unification Church, a group that critics say is a cult. Some record snow gets dumped on parts of western New York. Some residents dig out and others are bracing for even more snow. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
80 inches of snow and counting, that's how much forecasters say has fallen in Orchard Park near Buffalo. 74 inches in Hamburg.
There's been many other reports over, 60 inches, so we're talking about 5 feet of snow.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Alamba says it's caused some damage.
There's been a few building collapses in Erie County of western New York due to such heavy weight of the snow.
Governor Kathy Hochul says roads are getting cleared and preparation led to minimal power outages.
This has been an historic storm. Without a doubt, it's one for the record books. And as someone who's from Buffalo and has lived in upstate my entire life, we've